Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Bree Ziegler filling in for News Director Dave Doney. He will be back on Monday. Joe Riley. Joel, it's been a great morning so far.
I totally agree. You're a breath of fresh air.
Aw, thank you.
That's what we say around here, right? I mean, everybody hammers Dave all the time. I don't know why, but I'm just trying to fit in with the culture.
I know, right? It's Dave kind of expects that a little bit, if you think about it. Sometimes he kind of likes that a little bit, but I like to be positive around Dave.
Okay.
He's just that good of a guy.
Well, he's off in New York tubing
this
morning, and I told him the best tip I have. Phil, have you ever done any tubing, by the
way? No.
Okay.
No.
Well, Dave's not a skier, so mass equals speed. So I'm like, Dave, and you know, me included, pretty big boys, but if you can get a couple of people on tubes together, now you get some real velocity going down the hill. So I don't know if the lovely Mrs. Doney is in on that or not, but hopefully they'll have good stories when they get home.
Yeah, hopefully we'll hear some good tubing stories from Dave. I was actually asking him, I was like, do you ski? And he was like, tubing.
Tubing.
Corrected me immediately.
Is the rest of the family on a ski trip and he's on a tubing trip?
Well, I think they're all going tubing because population gets older and you don't want to admit that you're not up for family fun and skiing fun, but tubing is a much easier way and there's less crashes with trees, in my understanding.
You're lower to the ground.
That is true. The fall factor is less.
And you're on something soft.
Right. Right. Well, you hear the dulcet tones of one Phil Fry from Frank Fry Century 21 Real Estate. Got to start, Phil, with shopping earlier this week.
Yeah.
I mean, we had so much fun. It was great to have you involved again in Licking County Veteran Services, identified some families, and you and the group at Century 21 have stepped up again this year. It's just a lot of fun.
We had a great time, and one of my favorite things was families coming into our office to drop off toys. And, you know, we had a family of four, mom and dad and two young boys, bringing in all kinds of toys, and that kind of started us off, and I was like, oh, we're going to have toys to put in the box this year. This is exciting.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then more people came in and brought things in, and of course, we were able to go buy a ton of toys and gift items earlier this week.
Yeah, it's and you talked about it on site, and I mean, we got a video. I think the video premieres later this morning on Facebook, but you talked about your dad kind of setting it up. Your dad was always a give back kind of guy, and you grew up in that kind of culture.
Yeah, when I was a kid, dad was instrumental in a bowl-a-thon for, let's see, it was Easter Seals back then.
Okay.
And they would, just like Big Brothers Big Sisters does now with the Bowl for Kids. Mm-hmm. So they would do that back, this would have been back in the 80s, maybe late 70s. And, you know, fill the bowling alley. And dad was basically one of the main people responsible for that. And that always stuck with me. And here we are.
Yeah. And, you know, it's again, and I don't mean to lavish you with praise, but I mean, a lot of times the big players in a community get tapped a lot. You're certainly notable in Licking County. Do you feel pressure to do that, or is that just something that comes from the heart?
You know, sometimes we do feel a little bit of pressure, and then we do kind of take a step back and realize that what a gift this can be, that we can be put in that position to help others. For the toy drive, it's just a natural fit for us because since I used to work here and, you know, I still remember the days of the toy drive here where the It toys were Tickle Me Elmo, the original PlayStation, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't because, PlayStation 1,
right,
it was just PlayStation.
Sure.
And just seeing all the joy that had. And again, it was listeners and community members bringing toys in, mm-hmm. and you know, local companies stepping up to say, hey, we're going to buy a PlayStation. You're like, oh my gosh, they're going to buy a PlayStation.
That's awesome.
You know, and of course, back then it was like, hey, there's only one Tickle Me Elmo left, and it's at this store. We got to go now. So
it was the hot toy back then.
It was, yeah.
And my gosh,
so
yeah.
The toy drive is definitely important to me, and just like that bowl-a-thon, it's you know, just part of my life.
Yeah, and what was cool too, and again, Patriot Asset Advisors and Frank Fry Century 21 Real Estate were proud sponsors again this year. But I mean, your whole crew came out. I mean, I don't know that it was your whole crew, but it looked like your whole crew. I mean, it's a cultural thing for your office.
Yeah, we had a few people who couldn't be there that wanted to be there, but it's one of those things where I think once they do it one time or see the pictures and see the video, mm-hmm. then they want to be a part of it again and again.
Yeah, well, that's culturally, that's what we like to see. And we know Licking County is a great community. So your expertise, real estate, we're coming down to the end of the year. Any big surprises in real estate this year?
This is a good year for real estate for both sellers and buyers. And probably the big surprise, just kind of like last year, it started to even out more for a sellers and buyers market, where the last 5 years it had pretty much been primarily a seller's market. So even though interest rates went up for buyers, which made it tougher for some buyers to get a loan or want to spend that much money, more inventory came on the market, and homes were lasting a little bit longer. There was a little bit less competition, which meant that buyers could possibly have an easier time getting a house. So that's how it kind of levels out with the a more balanced market. And that's what raising the interest rates was designed to do, you know, one of those things to kind of control it so it's not just a seller's market.
Right. So given the fact the Fed just earlier this week dropped it another quarter point, do you anticipate 2025 being a similar kind of year, good for buyers and sellers?
I do, especially for our area, Central Ohio, Licking County, going into Southeast Ohio. All the numbers are kind of the same. So it's not like Columbus has these outrageous prices and Licking County has a lot cheaper prices and Muskingum has less. It's more balanced out this year with average sale prices. And so if you want to live in Franklin County or Licking County or Muskingum County, you can still find some great deals and great homes. And that's one of the beautiful things of our area, is there's just a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, well, I mean, people that have been around more than a minute or two know that the line for real estate is location, 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 and they're not making any more of it. So people that are hunting for that good deal, is it a good deal just because real estate values are just going up, 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 up?
In some ways, yes. It's one of those things where I like to buy guitars.
Okay.
And if you buy a guitar that's probably going to be collectible or will increase in value, you can double your investment over time.
You got to have a good picker though.
Yeah.
I mean, figuratively and literally. I mean, if you're doubling your investment, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Now, not all guitars will do that though. Some will still stay flat. So, with real estate, some areas are going to go up faster or some homes are going to go up faster based on the style and the amenities, things like that. But we're in a market right now where the average home sale price and home sale value keeps going up and up. And, when you look at the downside, that means your taxes are going up, but still it's a good investment. And unfortunately, we don't anticipate prices going down. So if you're on the fence on whether to buy, you should probably buy now, or at least in the short term, rather than thinking that, well, I'll wait a couple of years and wait for prices to come down, because we're not seeing that trend at all.
Right. Is it same for home real estate and commercial real estate?
Commercial real estate is on the rise too, once again, especially in certain areas. But commercial real estate tends to sit on the market longer. Okay. But for commercial real estate, you have to have that right business or that right development. But the cool thing about commercial real estate is, even if a building or a property has sat there for years being available, all of a sudden when the right company or the right development comes along, everybody's like, oh yeah, that makes perfectly good sense. We need that there. That's a great use of that property. And then those values keep going up as well.
So when you talk about commercial real estate, is it better to have buildings already on the site, or is it better to just be a blank slate and let the buyer kind of dictate what they want to do with the property?
Both, but the benefit of having the building already there, as long as it's still in good use, is a lot of times nowadays you can customize it for what you want.
Okay.
If it's an old warehouse or something and you want to split it up or divide it up, the beauty of the land for the blank slate is that you can build the building or the development that you want. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's going to cost more.
Okay.
So you have to have the resources.
Gotcha. Well, it's time for a quick break. We've got more with Phil Fry. I want to talk hard numbers coming up. What's it cost? What do you think the prices are going to do? And then what is the typical buying house these days? Is it the ranch? Is it the two-story? Whatever. We're going to get into more of that as we continue our conversation with Phil Fry here. It's Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Bree Ziegler filling in for News Director Dave Doney, Joel Riley. We got a cloudy start to the weekend. Could see some rain or snow flurries. Otherwise, it's looking like a cold weekend where we need to bundle up.
Yeah. Well, it gets you in the right frame of mind for Christmas season. Mm-hmm. But it looks like a warm-up next week.
Yeah, it's looking like a bit of a warm-up, like a green Christmas type thing this year. So.
Santa's going to have to put some wheels on the runners and make sure he doesn't make too much noise clanking on people's roofs.
Yeah, he might have to wear a lighter jacket, too.
maybe put out a refreshing beverage instead of milk and cookies this time around. Well, anyway, it's Talk of the Town. It's great to have Phil Fry here from Frank Fry Century 21 Real Estate. Phil, I mean, you know, when you talk real estate, people kind of have an idea of what they think the hot seller is. Mm-hmm. When Licking County, I mean, you do it every day. Is it the ranch? Is it the two-story? Is it 5 acres? Is it something smaller? What really is it that people are looking for these days?
All of the above.
Come on, I need a better answer
than
above.
That. let's put it into mental and physical aspects.
Okay.
I'm tired of my neighbor, and I want to go outside and not see anybody. I want 5 acres.
Okay.
Now I'm getting older. I need a ranch because I can't do those steps. Or I've got, I need space in my house, so I want the two-story. Or I want my kids on one side of the house. I want the two-story where the main bedroom is on the main floor or upstairs, you know, down the hall.
That's fun.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of everything. But I would say, you know, if you're looking for something that's going to maybe have the most attention, it's going to be the ranch home, because an updated ranch home, because it can appeal to people who are downsizing, first-time home buyers, you know, all ages, things like that. A two-story is also very appealing, especially if it's updated and in a great neighborhood. You just have to factor in somebody may not be excited about doing stairs. And the 5 acres is, you know, that's definitely on the wish list for a lot of people. And then the question is, does it have a house? Does it need a house? You know, we've got a few listings right now in Barn Dominium.
Mm.
And if you have
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Barn Dominium?
No.
Maybe 5 years ago, it kind of became a popular term in our world. And it's where it's basically a pole barn on some land. And you could either drive your RV into it and park the RV inside, or you could put some bedrooms and a living room in the pole barn, and that's your new home. And one of my favorite stories is we had a client who had one, and he would pull his RV in. You know, it had the big doors on both ends, so he could just drive right through.
Right.
And then he would get out of the RV and sit in a lawn chair in his pole barn home and smoke a cigar and relax and then go back into the RV to go to bed.
I mean I can see it maybe from, like, you were talking about repurposing for commercial use warehouse space,
yeah,
but do people actually I mean, other than the RV people, do they actually carve off part of the barn to make it real living space? Like,
they do.
Real insulated
they
with
do.
Kitchen and
yeah,
all that.
They do. And a lot of times they're building new. So a lot of times they're not taking, you know, an old pole barn or something you might drive by and see on a farm for years. A lot of times they're building brand new.
Hmm.
And that way they're doing the custom build when they're building it.
So is that, I'm trying to think, like a person that maybe has a business that they need some warehouse space and they just kind of kill two birds with one stone?
You would think, but most of the time it's just somebody who wants to live out in the country and they want an open concept and, you know, they just kind of want to be able to be on the go.
Bree, you see yourself in a barn dominium anytime in the near future?
I don't think so.
You know it's
I'm
weird.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. It's just a new concept.
I know.
Like, how is that going to work?
So I've had the luxury of now thinking about this for 5 years, and I was the exact same way when we first started talking about it. But now I'm like, that's kind of cool, you know, especially if you're retired or if you have an RV or, you know, you just want that open concept.
It'd be more for somebody that likes to do camping and outdoors too.
Yeah. And you know, it's got to be for you and if you have the family. It's, you know, everybody has to be on board with that one. you know how that goes.
Well, everybody's got to be on board with a lot of stuff anymore. Right on. So that notwithstanding, you mentioned amenities and upgrades. It really can make a house more attractive. What are there new trends, or is it still kitchen and bathrooms that pay the most dividends?
Yeah, it's still the kitchen and the bathrooms. And of course, with kitchens and bathrooms, you have all kinds of different countertops and all kinds of different flooring. Luxury vinyl plank flooring is still big. And, you know, the counters that maybe look like granite or maybe look like marble, but there's something else. You know, there's all kinds of different ways to do it. And everything is just, you know, we're kind of waiting for the colors. Everything for the last several years was gray, white, and black. And eventually that's going to change to some, you know, more bright colors. But if you look at, go online and look at Airbnbs or go online and look at brand new homes or remodeled homes, you're going to see a lot of luxury vinyl plank flooring, which basically means, you know, it's going to look like wood, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. More durable.
Yeah, more durable.
Right.
Yep. And you're also going to see a lot of gray walls, some white trim, maybe some black accents on the furniture, things like that. But we're still in that phase, but I have a feeling we're coming out of that phase. So it'll be interesting to see if we go back to the colors from the 70s or something, you know, like the olive green. And
that's what prompts the question. I mean, you know, you talk about that in having it updated, but don't most people, when they buy a home, go in and remodel anyway? I mean, do I need to spend my time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears remodeling to sell a house, thinking that maybe it's going to get remodeled quickly?
I think the minority of buyers are in the mindset that, hey, we can paint that, or we can put in new carpet, we can tear out that wall, and or we can update the kitchen. I think most buyers still want it move-in ready.
Hmm.
So what we tell sellers is, if you have the money, the time, and the desire, it is likely worth your while to upgrade. Especially if you're, you know, you got to have the money, and you got to have the time, and you got to have the desire. If you don't have those three things, mm-hmm. you probably should just sell it as is. But at the same time, if somebody's looking to buy an investment property, they're not going to be too worried about if it's not already done. But I still think the most buyers want something move-in ready.
Gotcha.
Which kind of contradicts whenever you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and the parking lot is full. You know, because when...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you go to Lowe's and Depot, and you're like, oh my gosh, all these people know what they're doing, and I'm just here to buy batteries.
Well, and two, we're coming out of the pandemic when, you know, a lot of people didn't take vacations and pumped that vacation money into their homes. So I imagine there's a lot of homes that are pretty refreshed.
Yeah, I've got some friends that have what they call the COVID bar. You know, they upgraded their base, their finished basement with the COVID bar.
Right on.
It's pretty cool. But when we were coming, or when we were in COVID and we were coming out of COVID, I think a lot of people reexamined their living space. And I think a lot of people also reexamined their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, is this all I have? Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of people made home decisions on, I want to upgrade features in my home, or I just want a new home in general. And at that time, the low interest rates really helped them accomplish a lot of that.
Right on, right on. Phil Fry, our guest from Frank Fry Century 21 Real Estate. Okay, bottom line. We seemed like last time we talked, Licking County median home price was astonishingly to some 300 plus.
Yeah.
Where do we stand today?
It keeps going up, and we are just under 350 for average sale price. So when you look at median, then you're going to be right around the 320s. But keep in mind too, disclaimer that if a $1 million farm with a home sells on it and it's input into the MLS as residential, then that's going to count as a as an average home sale. So be thinking about, it's going to be under 350. It's going to be over the average home sale price, or the median is going to be over 300. And you know, we're seeing that for a lot of the areas, even the surrounding areas as well. And that's what I was pretty amazed looking at statistics that, you know, it's not just Licking County. It's also Muskingum. It's also Knox. It's also Fairfield, Perry. So when you look at Central Ohio growing and expanding, people aren't just coming to Licking County. They're going all over the area.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, having grown up in the area, had grandparents in the southeastern part of the county, Perry County was always one of those places that you're just like, well, if you're looking for cheap living, Perry County is always there. It's just like, I grew up in Mount Vernon, Morrow County, you know, up toward Mansfield, used to be the same kind of way. It's just not the case anymore.
It's not. And that's, and we kind of, when we talk about it and analyze it at work, we talk about everything is moving east. You know, if everybody, you know, coming from Columbus, moving to Licking County, so does that mean that people from Licking County then start to look at Muskingum and going more southeast Ohio, and everybody's just kind of looking for where can they get the best deal, find what they need, and still be able to be in an area where they want to be. And if they don't have to drive to work, you know, if they can just work from home, then that commute isn't as important, you know, being close to 161 or I-70.
Not as big a deal anymore. So 320 to 350, if you're talking median and average, does that, I mean, you know, county to county, I'm sure it subtly changes. But I think most people, Phil, when they look at the county, they figure the price would be higher on the western side of the county and lower on the eastern side of the county.
Yes and no, and very true with if you're looking at Granville or Pataskala, Johnstown, of course, now with Intel, but you also factor in Licking Valley on the, you know, for Licking County, Licking Valley is an extremely strong housing market on prices. So in Licking County, you really have to be out there to if you're looking for an extreme value.
Gotcha. Well, looking for a bargain, as we've said before, it doesn't always mean the cheapest.
Yeah, it's got to be you know, what you're looking for location, what you're looking for the feel, you know, whether it's land or whether it's the home. You just want to make sure that you're going to buy something that you feel comfortable with and you can afford those payments, and that's where you want to be.
Right on. Well, I know Bree is thinking about barn dominiums now, so you just never know.
I'm actually wanting to see a barn dominium now. I'm curious. I'm hooked.
So which do you get first? Do you get the barn dominium or do you get the RV? Or do you even, you don't even need the RV. You
I can don't just, think so. Just go with the barn dominium.
Yeah.
Have a second place. I already got a house. So.
It's thought provoking. I don't know, but that's what it's all about. Well, Phil, great conversation. Yeah. Appreciate it much as we wind down the year. Want to wish you and all your people and all your family a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2025. And thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We've got another edition of Talk of the Town coming up Monday. Dave will be back, but it won't be any better than Bree.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it'll be good, though, with Dave. It'll be good.
Let's not talk him up too much.
We'll avoid that.
Back to the music coming up. Classic Buckeye Country, 107.7.
Welcome back.
Back to more of the all-time greatest country.
You keep me going every day.
Right here on Buckeye Country, 107.7.